Recordings have been started.
Thank you, Lauren. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GECS GNSO Consultation on Early Engagement call on the 15th of April, 2014. On the call today, we have Anna Neves, Jonathan Robinson, and Manal Ismail. We have an apology from David Cake. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Olaf Norling, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Natalie. In discussion with my co-chair, Manal, before the call, I did understand from Manal that we had an apology from Suzanne Riddell as well. So if you could record Suzanne's apology, please. Okay. So, thanks, Natalie. Look, I think we've got to be pragmatic here, and Manal, I'm sure you'll feel free to chip in. We've set out an agenda, and it's clear that we've got a challenge here to get some new momentum after our meeting in Singapore. The really good news about Singapore was we really felt there were a couple of things that went very well. One, the joint meeting seemed to go very well, and the sort of informal gathering afterwards was also very, very useful in terms of building the bridges and creating opportunities for understanding. And those are sort of cliches, but my feeling was very, very clear that we had both the basis of the practical work we had been doing and the relationship building that we had been undertaking really had the power to pay dividends. So while it's a little disheartening that there's so few of us on the call today, I think we can talk through a couple of things and then try and communicate them out to the group. So I guess the first question is, although these are recorded, it would be good if we could capture, and maybe I'm going to ask for help here from Marika and Olaf, to just capture some key actions that come out of here and get them out to the group so that we make them feel that they have been part of the meeting, that we can use the meeting to productive ends and sort of on a no objections basis. So my thought here, and Manal, by all means, tell me if you have any concerns with this. My thought is, to the extent that we can, we should try and make decisions here and then communicate those out to the group and give, you know, a short period of time then for any objections. But providing no objections are then received on email, we can then go forward with those decisions. And it just gives us the opportunity to keep things moving a little, because my concern otherwise is we don't have a formal quorum, but we could just find ourselves a little bit at an impasse here in terms of making progress. So let me pause for a moment and see if Anna, two things really. One, if staff has got any comments or concerns with capturing those. That's Marika and Olaf, to put names to you both. And Manal, I see your hand is up, so fire away with any thoughts you have.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Actually, it's a very good proposal and would make things more effective. And I would also note one of the positive outputs of our meeting in Singapore is signing off the charter of the work group, which means implicitly that the GAC is fine with what we have laid out in the charter. So we have the GAC blessing, and I understand also. So did this pass through the GNSO Council also?
Yes, thank you, Manal. That's a good point, and thank you for reminding us. The council did indeed have the charter up for vote at its meeting on the Wednesday of the Singapore meeting, and indeed the support for the charter was passed unanimously with the full council. So that was good. I see the action item has already been captured in the notes, which is wonderful. It's a very good tool, this Adobe. Marika, I see your hand is up.
Yeah, this is Marika. That's actually the point I was making. What I can try to do is indeed capture action items as we go through the agenda and just note them in the Adobe Connect, so all of you can as well, you know, correct me or add items that I may have missed as we go through the meeting. So hopefully that will indeed be helpful.
Yeah, so that's great. Thanks, Marika. So just a minor modification to your one. It's proposal to capture action items / decisions from the meeting and circulate these to the full group for input or feedback / ratification, really. Thank you, Marika. That's great. All right, Olaf. Olaf, your hand is up, but we don't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. I'd just to say that I won't compete with Marika on that one, because Marika is like Mozart when it comes to keyboards. It goes very quickly, much quicker than I can do.
Thanks, Olaf. I'm sure she will maybe pass something across to your desk in due course, but I'll leave you guys to negotiate that. But thank you. All right, so looking then at the sort of formal agenda, as it were, the first thing we wanted to do was talk about the schedule between now and London. Now, I did a quick count, and when Manal and I were working on this agenda, and from memory, that gives us the opportunity to have about four meetings between now and London. So I think we should capture that schedule and circulate that. So the first thing we'll do is communicate the schedule. And I was going to suggest to you that last time it worked very well to add, and although some had some reservations, I think it did work well to squeeze in one additional meeting immediately prior to the London meeting. And that, so we would have our last meeting, if we were doing it on the schedule, on Tuesday the 10th of June. My suggestion is we add one additional meeting on Tuesday the 17th of June, so that we have five meetings, which leaves us both five meetings to work with and an opportunity to capture, you know, any last-minute work on a presentation or something similar. So it's really, yeah, exactly as you capture so well in the notes there, Marika. It's really preparing. That last meeting is preparation. So four working meetings. Thanks, Manal. I see your tick up in the box. So let's work with that schedule, and we'll try and work. Thank you, Anna, as well. Noted. And I see we're now joined by Amma, so welcome, Amma. You'll see we're recording the actions in the right hand, in the notes column of the Adobe, and we're trying to understand the fact that we've got a relatively low attendance, try and talk through some key points. So good. I acknowledge, Amma, that you can hear me, and I realize you can't yet talk because you aren't dialed in, but you'll track us via the Adobe audio, and we'll note your attendance and work with you as we go. So the next point then, and I think we could potentially swap these around, and maybe that's worth thinking about, is the next three points under item one, and they not necessarily have to be dealt with in that order, is thinking about our objectives for London. I wouldn't mind a reminder from a GNSO colleague as to whether my memory is correct here, but I think there was a question at least asked in the GNSO about additions or subtractions to the group, and then making sure we're tracking our funding application. So let me just pause for a moment and just, can I be reminded if we did indeed have that conversation in Singapore or somewhere where we were asked at least what the opportunity for additions or subtractions to the group were. And I think from memory, our GNSO answer to our colleagues was, well, that's not in our gift, really. It's in the gift of the work group, because we've got an effective balance in our numbers, and we were to that point productive and, you know, building a tiny group. And whilst that shouldn't be exclusive, it needs to be productive. So that's where I think it got to. Thanks, Amma. I don't know if you heard me talk about that, but maybe you can jog my memory, or Marika, if you have a memory of that. But certainly, that's how I remember it. But nevertheless, we have... Thanks, Marika. I see your hand is up. Fire away.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think, as I recall, I think it partly was inspired by the fact that the charter was on the agenda, and normally a next step following a charter adoption is that there's a call for volunteers. So I think there was some confusion within the council whether indeed new volunteers would be taken on at this stage. But I think indeed, as you clarified, that, you know, we have a relatively set number of members, and it may not be appropriate or feasible to add new members But again, it may be up for discussion, especially since I think one of our representatives has resigned from this group, whether there's a need indeed to fill that position or whether to continue as is with the membership.
Yeah, thanks, Marika. That sets it in context very nicely, and that reminds me. So really, I think I have for the group two questions, really. First of all, I hope it's clear to everyone that Mikey has said he intends to or has already stepped down from his activities. So to that extent, we have a vacancy, if you like. And I think given the amount of work we have to do, my proposal would be we refill that vacancy with an additional volunteer. So that's my proposal one. Proposal two is that we discuss whether we feel it's appropriate or helpful to have other additions to the group. So maybe we should separate that into two distinct proposals. One is a proposal, one is a discussion point. Should we replace Mikey? Okay, I'm hearing that my audio isn't that great either, which is not good. I could dial in on a landline. I'm coming in on a Skype line unusually. Yeah, thanks, Natalie. I it makes a little difference whether I dial out or in. Let me locate a use for a landline, and I'll do that. In the meantime, maybe if anyone has any contribution on that, give me 1 minute and I'll locate a phone. But if anyone would like to make a contribution, A, replacing my key, B, where we think it's appropriate to add or remove from the group.
Thanks, Manel. I certainly think it would be a good idea to replace Mikey. He was doing quite a bit of work, and I don't expect his replacement to come in and fill his shoes straight away. Not at all, actually. I think we all need to try to pick up bits and pieces of what Mikey's been doing with this group. But I do think, in terms of answering that question, I think it would be a good idea to go ahead and get a replacement for him, and we can do this on the GNSO Council side. There was at least one other member who was interested in joining this group who raised the question that Jonathan had raised a few minutes ago. In terms of adding more members to this group, I think that this is something that we as a group need to decide. We need to discuss the pros and cons of this, I guess. Whether we feel we need to add more members. I suppose this depends on the work we plan to accomplish between now and London and beyond, and whether we think it's a good idea to add more members or not. I can't necessarily think of any downsides to adding more, at least not from the council side. But I recall when this item did come up, when the question came up at the GNSO council meeting in Singapore, I did recommend that we do definitely have to go back to the full consultative group with our GAC colleagues and discuss this at more length and see what it is we're going to do. Typically, in a GNSO working group, like Marika said, a call for volunteers would be made after a charter is approved. In this case, it's not the same thing. We're not operating under GNSO operating procedures, and I think honestly we didn't consider membership in this consultative group as part of the charter when we were writing it up. So, it kind of took us by surprise when it came up in Singapore. But we got to hear thoughts from it. Jonathan, I've been trying to just consume as much time as possible.
No, thanks,
thanks.
There's a couple of thoughts I'd say and respond, and thank you for coming in on that. I mean, to me, I think we, as I say, I'm going to put on the table a proposal for this group that we do replace Mikey. Second, we need an additional team lead to work with Suzanne on that particular work stream. Now there, unless it's someone, I would think the ideal would be that that person came from within the existing group because they are up to speed. And one of the issues that this group's got is that we need to keep the momentum going. So I guess my second proposal to you is that we fill the team lead slot with someone, an existing member of the group, rather than, and so that's my second proposal. My third, thank you, Manal, I saw a bit of support from you and also from Amma to a portion of that. So that's the second proposal. And then the third is that my temptation, I understand the dynamic of the openness, but my thought here is that when we came into this group, it was slightly unconventional. That originally it looked like it was going to be, you know, GAC, maybe chair and a co-chair. Certainly from the GNSO council side, we had the chair, both vice chairs, and then we added some other numbers to make sure we were balanced. So my temptation is, I don't want to seem exclusive, but well, maybe it's something to discuss further, but my worry is we once we open up, we risk one, upsetting the balance, and two, breaking with the momentum. But I'm very happy to have this discussion on with more participants in it. My suggestion is, provisionally, we don't open it up, but subject to further discussion on the next. So, and then Manal.
Hi, Jonathan. This is Amar. On your second point of replacing Mikey as a to work on the process bit with Suzanne, I would like to volunteer for that, but I would also like to I do some work on the SCI, which is very process oriented. I'm also on the policy implementation working group. I've generally been paying a lot of attention to the process bit of GNSO work, and I think I've given Marika a bit of a hard time on that, so she can vouch for me, I think. I would be interested in working with Suzanne on this. I would have to warn folks, though, that between now and May 15th, which is another month, I will be a little busy and might not be able to contribute as much just within this one-month period. But beyond that, I'd be more than happy to work with Suzanne on it. Thanks.
Thanks, Amma, and that's been noted in the Marika's division note taking here. So, over to you, Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Amma, for volunteering. Actually, I think from the GAC side also, we need to look into our membership because, and I owe you a reply on this. I think we didn't have participation from Costa Rica, and I didn't even see our colleagues at the last meeting, so I'm not really sure whether he will continue to participate as the GAC member or not, so maybe I have to clear this directly with him. We also have an apology from Mark, which will continue for maybe some time due to unforeseen circumstances. So I think also from our side, we have to look into our membership. As you mentioned, Jonathan, I won't really call for volunteers or ask for members, but if you already have someone who's interested and probably be dedicated and contribute, I would say we shouldn't turn a request down. So, and maybe I, hearing this, I would reiterate the group membership just by way of updating GAC and see whether there is someone interested to join, but I won't ask.
Thanks, Manal. If I understood you correctly, then I think the suggestion there is to A, check whether Costa Rica is, you know, Carlos is still interested in participating. I've had some contact with Mark, but I believe his intention is to return. But the one option there is that there's a temporary alternate, someone, you know, who's willing to work in the short term in his place. The slight danger with that is, of course, making sure it's someone who's committed and up to speed. The audio is not great, so I hope I captured that correctly. And I'll by all means just come back in on audio or on chat. Go ahead. Your hand is up.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. And also, I think in Spain, we have two alternating members, so we've been hearing only from one member. So, I mean, we have many members in terms of numbers, but we cannot really assign the workload properly. And this is what I'm to hear from my side with members apart from Mark.
Okay, great, Manal. Well, I mean, think that. Sorry, go ahead.
I would seek clarification from Spain whether they are to be considered both members, just Siena, and also from Costa Rica. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Manal. That's great. So I think that's captured in Enrique's notice that you also essentially reconfirm the GAC membership, and you can always come back to us on that. So that's stood there. My question is, do we have confirmation or do we have confirmation when the funding situation will be resolved in terms of this proposed liaison? So I don't know if there's an answer to that question.
This is Marika. Jonathan, if I understood you correctly and your line was breaking up a bit, I think you were asking for the status of the funding application. So we submitted all the papers on time. I think now there has been an internal review process, I think, where they check the applications, you know, versus the objectives and strategic priorities for the year. And as I understand it, according to the timeline that was provided by the finance department, the ICANN board is expected to make a decision on all the applications received at its meeting at the end of April, which I think is on the 30th of April. So presumably shortly after that, we would receive a confirmation on whether the request was granted or not.
So, Marika, it's Jonathan back on again. I'm just going to have to work with this Skype line, it seems, for the moment. Do our best. Please let me know in the chat if the audio does break up badly or if there's a problem. But if you could just confirm that that date, then.
Yeah, it is, Rick. You mean in the notes, 30th of April is the board meeting, and then I guess it just depends on how quickly decisions are scheduled. But I'll also make sure to follow up on that internally.
Okay, great. So from our point of view, from the group's point of view, I think we will know then, you know, that we can schedule that in our minds for the, you know, for discussion. Well, we're going to continue to work on that anyway as part of our work and be aware that, that a decision maybe is possible as soon as our first meeting in May then. Next thing then is objectives between now and London. Now, I don't know how much we can cover of this now and if anyone's got any suggestions, but really having got the schedule out, I mean, certainly for me at a sort of philosophical rather than a practical level, it strikes me that I was thinking we should try and ideally think about what we want to achieve to present at London, given that we presented the two work streams, the charter, the structure of the group, all of those, you know, we've really laid the foundations in Singapore. And the question then is, well, what might we like to target ourselves as deliverables for London. And it may be that we can't answer that now and we can just take some suggestions. But Marika, at least if we could record that we need to try and capture or define some deliverables for London so we know we're working towards some particular targets. I think that would be helpful. And I think that's, Manal, was where you might have been coming from. But I see your hand is up, so let's hear from you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Actually, I think we did very good progress, and the documents are in a pretty good shape, all standing for assessing the different alternatives, the pros and cons of each, whether they work, complementing each other, whether they are mutually exclusive, whether we can have more than alternatives. So I would say we'll probably be focusing on the different alternatives. I mean, on an optimum scenario, we can have this exercise done by the London meeting, and we can hence present an overall vision of how things should work. But again, I won't preempt the discussions. I'm not very sure how time-consuming this may be. We might not be able to decide until we get into those discussions and see how things work. Thank you.
Apologies, I was on mute. Manal, I do think that we are on good progress. It's Jonathan speaking. Amar, please fire away.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Amar. I agree with Manal that I think we are in pretty good shape. Right now, we've already done quite a lot thanks to the two teams working on the two streams. I would suggest, but before I do, actually, I did have a question. I know that in the GNSO Council, we approved the charter for this consultative group. I was wondering whether this is required or has it been done on the GAC side, just to sort of get that out of the way. That would be helpful to know. Regarding how to move forward between now and London, okay, Manal has said yes, it has. Thanks, Manal. Regarding what to do between now and London, I think it might be a pretty good idea to just really, as you know, I guess said, to just finalize the two work streams and see where they sort of have common aspects and try to hash out some of the details and how we would like to get these things done. I was also wondering if this group might want to maybe by London, when all this is done and it's well documented and available, perhaps on our wiki, to sort of present these in detail in London and ask the community whether there is any sort of comment or feedback on that, and perhaps ask for sort of a public comment period on these two work streams and just sort of get as much input as we can on the details, because when we did present them in Singapore, it wasn't in so much detail. So perhaps we could also provide a window of opportunity for the community to get feedback on that following the London meeting, and based on that, have a final version that we can start working and start identifying action items to start taking on the two streams. Thanks.
Interesting idea, Amar, and one way of handling that, one practical suggestion there might be to present where we've got to in London, and following London, have a 30-day period in which we can take further additional input. Let's think about that a little more, though, because one of the issues we've got is this balance between the value of a meeting being assisting us in taking decisions. In other words, we could present to the GAC and or the GNSO in London and potentially get them, as we did previously on the charter, to support us at the next level. So my suggestion is we keep that as a proposal, as a potential way of working, but let's see how our progress goes, because, for example, we may be in a position to present proposals ahead of London. I mean, this is possibly ambitious, but just my suggestion is let's do the work for another couple of meetings and then see about process either closer to or immediately before the London meeting, with, you know, in terms of public comment or how we cement the outcomes or get further input into the outcomes. Anna, your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. I was thinking about these ideas from Arm. Is it that we are going to discuss or to kind of vote the lines that we should start to work on from London onwards? So we are not working together for the time being. So your proposal is to present some actions, some lines where we could work together, and then to vote, and then to start the work together. Or at least it is how I see the scene is to start to work together from London.
That's a very good question, and at first I wasn't sure that we weren't talking cross purposes, but I think your point being there that, well, this is a really interesting question. It's what can we expect coming out of London? Now, we at one point put a timetable together that saw us, the work of this group, and we need to be very, very clear on this, because we saw the work of this group continuing through Singapore, through London, and essentially finalizing our work by LA. Now, what I think I'm hearing you say is, well, when you talk about we, you're talking about the effective working of the GAC and the GNSO together. Will that commence from London? Now, this is really interesting, because in some ways, the work of this group is the GAC and the GNSO working together. Quite whether the changes proposed by this group get implemented as soon as London, I think that's ambitious. But I hope I've understood your question properly and interpreted it. Yeah, so I think I did get you properly there, Anna. So, yeah, it's not at this point, personally, and I'm welcome. I see Manal, your hand is up, and I'll come to you, but it's not clear to me yet how far down the track we'll be with the work of this group. But my understanding of what Amma was saying was we'll be looking for further endorsement and or comment of the work of this consultative group in London, not finalizing it and cementing it at that point. Let me not dominate and hand over to Manal for any comment or point you want to make, Manal, and then others please come in.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Anna. Yes, I think by London we can maybe have the an interim thing that could be implemented, basically the reverse liaison, the GNSO liaison to GAC. Other than that, I believe we will be seeking, as you rightly mentioned, Jonathan, blessing from both the GAC and the GNSO to what I hope would be an overall vision of how this should work. I mean, flowchart showing the PDP and how things would go, and having answered all the issues that we have already raised, the timing of seeking GAC input, how the GAC input will be handled, what if the GNSO and the GAC didn't agree on the we have a full scenario for the PDP thing, as well as some suggestions for enhancement in our day-to-day work. Having said that, also, I think we have to get in touch with Heather also. We were intended to have a quick chat with her in Singapore, which didn't happen. Just also to get her insights regarding the day-to-day work, and maybe both secretariats also would be a great asset to hear from if they have issues in day-to-day operation or suggestions for enhancement. So basically, I think by London, I hope that we would have both a full scenario for the PDP thing, the early engagement of the GAC in GNSO PDP, as well as a few suggestions on the day-to-day cooperation between the GAC and the GNSO, and hopefully have the blessing of both the GAC and the GNSO. And then we can get started in implementing some and seeking public comments, and, but probably this is going to be after London. Thank you, John.
Sorry, yes, I'm using a soft mute, and I'm used to using a hard mute, so I was on mute there. Thank you, Manal. I see Marika's hand is up, so let me let Marika make a comment, and then I will try and see if I can capture effectively where I think we're at and summarize what I'm hearing on these various issues. So, Marika, over to you.
Thanks, Jonathan. So this is Marika. Just maybe a suggestion, whether it will be helpful if Olaf and I maybe work on a little timeline that maps out the meetings between now and London, and possibly also identify topics for each of those meetings, as that may, you know, make it easier as well for the group to decide what is indeed feasible to achieve by London and what would need to be prepared in order indeed to meet those objectives. So that's helpful, but I definitely can work with Olaf on something that we can then share. Maybe first with the chairs and then with the fuller group for your review and feedback.
Yeah, thanks, Marika. That's a very practical suggestion and it's helpful. Certainly, my sense is that would be very useful. So in a sense, we end up with a working timetable of activities, and we'll be able to see, as you say, practically what we can achieve. There's something else which I think we do. There's a couple of other points which I think we do need to do. I'm not sure that this meeting of the whole group is the only thing we need to do. I know that, for example, Mikey and Suzanne had a very productive time when they met just the two of them in shaping up some of the work, and it may be that we want to get together as the leads of the different work streams periodically, and so that's something I might suggest, that we can make some good progress there, or I'm open to any other techniques or suggestions that anyone's got, but that certainly is something we need to break off into the work streams and try and build some of the content in there, some of the answers to the questions and or prospective answers to the questions. Manal, yes, I heard you on meeting with Heather, and I think that's a very good idea. So perhaps that's something you could set up, and maybe it's just the two of us meeting with Heather in the first instance, making sure she's properly briefed and bought into where we're going and any questions or issues she had. So certainly very receptive to that. And then the other point which Anna has been making, which is a very good one, and I know Anna, you supported this in some ways as well, so that Anna, supported by Amr, is that we've got a challenge here, and I think in building out the timetable that Marika suggested, we can do that, but it's really about how to properly work through the work, make sure we get the endorsement, support of our groups, and give them the time to consider what we're doing, and experiment with practical solutions in the meantime. So I think, let me just make sure I'm checking your comment. Yeah, I think, Amar, I think we're reading your comment that we sort of move forward, try and build some work in the two work streams, which I've effectively suggested now, I think, or hopefully reflected. Take some time to do that, and then that timetable, and we'll weave that into the timetable of meetings and activities and targets that we're going to work to. And I hope these things will coincide, where we manage to both make good progress to the satisfaction of the group and continue to consult iteratively and bring the respective GNSO and GAC groups along with us on this journey. Good. That sounds like some very practical outcomes. Let me just turn my attention to the agenda again and be subject to being reminded by you on the call if we need. Feels to me like we've worked through, although we haven't gone in detail into the specific work streams, I'm not sure we can or would want to at this stage. I think we've dealt with them at a higher level. So I'm feeling like we might have covered enough ground here for this meeting, but let me pause and see if anyone would like to put up their hand or suggest something in the chat for either anything under any other business or items under items 2 and 3 that I might have missed off at this point. Amma, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Amra. I just wanted to give some an idea of how I read the contents of the documents describing the two streams. It seemed to me that the day-to-day stream was more of an in-depth exploration, if you would, on how to manage the overall process. Just sort of getting into the nitty-gritty stuff of what is required from both sides in dealing with the process overall. And so I see them both as very interlinked, and perhaps one stream can be used to fulfill the goals of the other stream, which is the overarching goals of this group, I suppose. I think moving forward at this point, as we finalize both documents, we might really want to see and identify how each item in the day-to-day stream affects the overall process and what we're trying to achieve with that. And I just wanted to point that out and say it might be a worthwhile thing to take a look at as well. Thanks.
If I can come back to you then, it's Jonathan with a question. Are you, in saying that, which you expressed, I think, pretty clearly, but is your concern that we might end up working in a sort of slightly siloed effect when these two are very interrelated? Is that your concern?
It's not so much a concern as trying to think about the best and most effective way to approach solving the puzzle of, well, we want GAC to be engaged as early as possible in the PDP of the GNSO. So it's not so much as a concern as what is perhaps the most effective way to have the approach. And so in looking at the overall process, it might be helpful in that respect by seeing, well, what is the progress being made. And in addressing each item in the process, we're really trying to work those out using the items we're identifying in the day-to-day stuff. And when you discussed pilot projects a little earlier, then perhaps we can start identifying these pilots on each one of these day-to-day streams and see where they fit into the overall process and see if there are any, if there's anything that we're missing, anything that we need to do better. So it was just a suggestion, but I don't really think I'm concerned. Thanks.
Thanks, Amma. I see your hand is up, Marika, next.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just one thing to point out, and then put the day-to-day cooperation document on the screen, or at least the latest version thereof, because I think one of the things that we still need to work through as well, I think first of all the need is making sure that we have the objectives from both sides, from the GAC and the GNSO, right? You know, are these the things that we're trying to achieve, you know, by mapping out what could or should be done with regards to day-to-day cooperation between the two organizations? And then basically underneath that, there are a number of options that I think have been thrown out as part of the conversation that may be further explored. And I think, as we've mentioned before, you know, either one, two, or maybe all of these could be a potential part of that process for day-to-day cooperation. And I think, as some already have suggested as well, maybe some of these would need to be tried out on an experimental basis to see what works and doesn't work. But I think the idea would be as well to work through each of these to really see if are those ideas feasible, and indeed if we implement it, would those address the objectives that we've set out at the start of the process. So I think that's probably one of the next work items as well to look into, and hopefully from there indeed we can derive indeed which ones we should move forward on, whether it's on a permanent or experimental basis first, how evaluation would take place, and how that in the end would as well fit into the overall picture, also in combination with some of the enhancements or changes that may need to be made in relation to the PDP cooperation and early engagement in that aspect of policy-related work.
Okay, so thank you, Amas. I note your comment in the chat that you feel Marika's expressed through her, some of the points that you were making in another way, which is great. So one thing I want to double check with colleagues on the phone now, on the meeting now, is, so if we take this approach that we've talked about, I recall that we talked previously about doing this in a way where we dealt with these during the course of these two weekly meetings, that we didn't, that everyone needed to be informed and engaged with the work. Am I correct in remembering that? So that when we next meet, we will start to step through these items and start to talk about them. Is that how others would see the work of this group going, or do we break off and try and make some progress? I mean, I think they're not exclusive, but I do want to check that that's the expectation of what, for Manal and I in planning the next meeting, and obviously Marika and Olof in trying to schedule what we might achieve. Is that a correct memory and a common expectation that we will come to and start to work through these as a group? Just trying to understand what the shape of our next meeting might be like, or are we expecting that the two different work streams with the team leads will go off and make some progress and then report? I guess that's the way we probably do it, is that the groups, the team leads try and work with bringing some progress to the group for further discussion. It's really the mechanics of making progress that I'm grappling with a little. Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan. Actually, I'm flexible to how the whole group likes to work, but I think we should be utilizing the mailing list more efficiently, meaning that I would like to see more substantial discussions on the mailing list, and can have conference calls after. Because we will not be able to go through the substantial discussions on the call. Be more efficient that we do this over the email and then conclude. Having said that, and as Amir mentioned, work is quite interrelated, and I think the work teams have already shaped the skeleton that we will be following in our work. So I think the work needs now could drive the discussion and convert the views over the mailing list, and then can come to shape things further over the call, or have some feedback. action items, but I would really like the substantial to be done on the thing. But again, as I said at the beginning, I'm flexible. The more efficient way to do this, I would be more than happy.
Okay, thanks, Manal, and I see the comments in the chat as well. I mean, I think it seems to me that we can make progress in a number of ways, and we've pretty much got to that. We're going to set out a work plan, which will be very helpful. It will set out, and that'll need to be discussed and agreed to make sure we're on the same collective page as far as that plan on a timetable, and Marika and Olaf have kindly agreed to do that. It's clear that we won't be able to achieve all we need to by simply having 4 one-hour calls between now and London. So somehow we have to make interim progress, and that's going to be, I expect, by a combination of discussion on the email list. And also it may be that we need to set up meetings, you know, one-to-one or smaller meetings that deal with some of the substance and attempt to flesh out some proposals for the group, you know, some ideas that try to answer these things. So I feel fairly confident that once we shape up the work list, we should be able to start to make the structure of how we'll work and the objectives. We should be able to make that sort of progress. So, yeah, I think that's a reasonable plan. I see quite a number of items that we've managed to pull together as a set of points coming out of this call, and I think that's providing we can make sure we engage the rest of our group properly. And I know we have a variety of issues with that we talked about through temporary or longer term challenges. We should be able to, we should share the outcomes of this discussion with them. But it feels to me like there's I've got reasonable confidence that we have a plan here. So we are coming towards the top of the hour, and we've got this set of bullet pointed action items that we will and or outcomes that we can share with the group. Are there any other comments or missed points or anything else that anyone would like to raise? Or do we feel satisfied that we've covered enough for now? Thanks, Manal. I see you're happy at this point. I think that's a good. We've restarted the momentum post Singapore, which was our objective. We've got a set of things to work with, so I'm pretty pleased with that. That's not a bad outcome for today. So, you know, with that, it's probably enough to bring things to a halt. Just give one moment to hear from Amma, and then. Yeah, agreed, Amma, and that's Amma makes the point that we need to get the feedback from the group via email, which is exactly what we agreed to do at the outset, noting the limited attendance, and I agree, and that's why Marika has captured those action items. So those action items will be circulated to the group as agreed by this group on the meeting today, subject to no objections. I would suggest for the next 7 days. So we put this out to the mailing list, say this is what we agreed at today's meeting, but acknowledging that there was limited attendance. And in fact, it's not a bad practice anyway to allow for any objections, concerns, or modifications over the next week on email. So that would be my suggested way forward, that we put this out to the group and we work to these actions and to these agreed points, but of course subject to comment or input over the next week. Good. Well, thank you very much, everyone. That's been a productive session, and I think we can call it to a close for today, and we'll look forward to those notes being circulated, Marika, that seem to have been very diligently prepared, and we'll hope to get further input or comment or support on those on the mailing list. So, Natalie, I think that brings the meeting to a close, and we can conclude the recording at
Thank you. Laura, could you please stop the recording? Thank you ever so much.
Good. Thanks, everyone, and good.